sound? How is it used to understand the world in which we live? Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7, beginning this Friday, the Versant Power Planetarium is offering a new program on Friday nights. Scientists say the Earth has a lot to say if we just listen.
We have a brand new program in November called Global Soundscapes, and this program takes a look at sound in our environment. It's sort of a new thing for us. It's a very interactive program, and the audience will be sort of interacting with our presenters, learning all about how sound is used to understand the world around them.
That's Friday nights at 7 through the month of November. Tickets at astro.umaine.edu and at the door. Sundays at 2 during November, kids can learn about the mysteries of the polar night. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7, kids will join a special pair of polar peeps as they travel around the Earth in a magical spaceship to learn all about the seasons and the solar system.
Our children's program is Polaris, Mystery of the Polar Night. You join James the Penguin and Vladimir Polar Bear, and you learn all about why the length of daylight changes, why we have 6 months of nighttime at the North Pole and at the South Pole. It's a little bit about ice in the solar system as well.
Tickets and more information at astro.umaine.edu. Brr, feeling a bit chilly? Shake it off at the Versant Power Planetarium. Director Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7 their November music show is back by popular demand.
Our music show for the month of November, we're bringing back Taylor Swift, of course, a very popular program. So that program will feature a variety of her hits, been updated a little bit with some new songs too, and I think it'll be fun for the entire family.
That's every Sunday at 4 at the Planetarium on the UMaine campus in Orono. Probably a good idea to get tickets ahead of time for this popular show. astro.umaine.edu. From the ocean's depths to the vast reaches of space, the universe is ages old. By comparison, the Maynard Jordan Planetarium is young. But director Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7 the planetarium is celebrating a very special milestone birthday.
Saturday, November 2nd, we're celebrating our 70th anniversary. We're having three public programs, a special celebrations, a 3:30 performance of Spark, The Universe in Us, 5 p.m. of Worlds Beyond Earth, and a 7:30 Dark Side of the Moon show. And all those programs will have a little something special added to them, again, for that 70th anniversary celebration.
By the way, Lotch tells us if you're still hoping to catch Comet Suchchin-Chon, you only have about a week and a half left. Look to the western sky after sunset, and if you can't see it with the naked eye, you might be able to pick it up with your camera.